The future is scary, part 4. So you see, it's not just the humans that have been replaced, so has the horse, when automobiles were invented. I'm not against progress, not at all. I'm all for innovation and modern technology. I only hope that as I have adjusted and retrained myself to meet my own needs, as work situations began to differ for me on a personal basis, that those in manual labouring jobs, such as harvesting, have thought about retraining themselves to compensate for lost jobs the year after the introduction or such machines into the farms and vineyards where they once were welcomed every year in the appropriate season. Thankfully, where the appearance of fruit and vegetables is still very much the number one priority, then this type of labour is still being carried out by human hands. However, as the younger generation decide that the world really doesn't require them to use their hands for working, then how much longer will even precious fruit and vegetables that need to always look attractive to the end buyer before reaching the table last? These same younger generation who do not wish to get their hands to do much except to stroke strings or push buttons on devices will be the very same inventors of machines that will ultimately take those jobs away from their parents as well. Will this leave a void in the workplace? Of course it will. We can't be so blind as to say it won't. Any human being who has made a considerable contribution to servicing humans in some way or other will always have rebellion against progress on their minds because that is all they know. They don't know anything else and are either unwilling or too uneducated to realise that retraining is a necessary part of life nowadays. And that is the end of part 4.